Good morning. It is January the 21st, 2016, and obviously this is Dan Sullivan. So last night I did a couple of podcasts, and you know, the great failing of both of them was that I had already had a few glasses of wine before I started, one of which was kind of just, you know, pablum irrelevant concerning anxiety shit about traveling to visit some family, which, you know, in this case is irrelevant because it's not related to this podcast. And the other dealt with the topic of the cycles of history. And for the life of me, in that entire podcast, I can't think that there's one thing that I said that ought to offend anyone at all, period. Zip, zop, zip, nada. No way do I see how the podcast, which I have a link to in this video, if it, you know, if you're looking at this from YouTube, if not, you know, there's no link. But I'm going to set a link to the podcast on YouTube because YouTube, which means Google, sent me an email yesterday saying I've received my first community flagging, which sounds like a community flogging. It says, "Hi, Daniel Sullivan. The YouTube community flagged one or more of your videos as inappropriate, blah, blah, blah." And they don't actually tell you what they thought was inappropriate, which, let me let you know a little secret, Google, YouTube, you stupid fucks. If you actually believe that something is inappropriate and you want to change behavior, it's usually kind of helpful, if not awesome, if the amount of video or audio amounts to 20 minutes, to explain to a person what in that 20 minutes pissed you off. I mean, that, you know, the censorship thing pisses me off. I mean, and this is kind of like soft censorship, because they're kind of like, you know, doing the whole nudging you by threatening you, the whole fucking velvet glove fascist bullshit. But really, Google slash YouTube, what the fuck offended you? What was wrong with this ridiculously abstract conversation about the cycles of history? Was it the Pinot Noir? If that offends you, I don't know. Maybe next time I'll have a Cabernet, you fuck. So yeah, I guess this is an angry podcast, but it is for a reason. You know, once again, I am experiencing the reality of censorship in 2016, and once again, there's no explanation. It's simply shut the fuck up. So yeah, you know, a few months ago I said that after I deleted my last Twitter and account and deleted my LinkedIn account, I said, you know, sooner or later I'm going to end up deleting my Google account, because really that's the process. And maybe at this point I should just sort of commit myself to shutting the Google, the YouTube account down, or in the very least locking it. I'm at the point now where maybe I should just lock this account and just no longer post any more videos. And I don't know if I've made that decision officially yet. I might not have. You know, by actually having an opinion about this bullshit flagging, I'm probably going to add another little violation to my account, which, according to this fucking double secret probation logic, will probably lock my account for me or terminate it. Who knows? You know, it says additional violations could prevent you from posting content or even lead to your account being terminated. And if I can't for the life of me see how an abstract conversation about the cycles of history could be offensive, I just have no fucking idea how that could be the case, then yeah, I guess probably having an opinion about the soft censorship, the velvet glove censorship of YouTube, yeah, that's probably not going to help my position. But I don't know of a time when a Sullivan shut their mouth because they were being threatened by a bunch of fucks, so I certainly am not going to do it myself. Anyways, you know, the YouTube thing was an experiment, and it wasn't an entirely failed experiment, you know. I certainly wanted to see or try, but I did. So if we're coming to the point where this particular little excuse me, episode of my existence is coming to a close, if that's the case, that's okay. There's no need to be sad. I'm certainly not. I really don't have that many people who subscribe, and, you know, it says I've got, you know, whatever, 18,000 views, but I'm sure that, you know, 17,500 of those at least are from robots in Asia, so I seriously doubt that that means anything. It saddens me a little, because it feeds into my general expectation that whatever Americans believe is free speech in our nation, in our country, I think that what they probably believe is free speech is really a lie. I don't think we have free speech any longer, not in any real sense. We have contingent free speech, as YouTube has outlined. We have kill switches, as our own government has told us. We have a means by which we can shut you up or shut you down, but I can't really see that we have free speech. Anywho, let's see what Google YouTube does about this one. I haven't really, yeah, I guess I might have used some swear words, but my God, I've been using swear words for more than a year now. If that was a community violation, I would expect to be gone already, along with about, you know, 3/4 of the YouTube channels out there. So that's probably why they're not telling me what my violation is, because really, how the fuck can a conversation about the cycles of history violate your guidelines? What the fuck, Google? What the fuck?